You're listening to the Cairo Success Podcast, where we reveal the secrets to a massively successful practice. Here's your host, Dr. Tori Robeson.
How to become a new patient magnet for the powerhouse chiropractor. The first audio in our new patient magnet audio set. Listen and grow. Hello and welcome, Dr. Tori Robeson here. We have a most interesting and exciting CD and set of CDs here for you as it relates to new patient magnetism. How to become magnetic as it relates to attracting new people to you, new people into your practice. Isn't that exciting? And we have to start this by asking a question. Why do some chiropractors find it very easy to attract new patients? Why do some chiropractors find it difficult to attract new patients? In the consulting I do, and I have around 5,000 to 6,000 chiropractor coaching calls or calls with chiropractors each year. It does not take very long for me to figure out what's happening in a chiropractor's life and in a chiropractor's practice. In fact, it takes no time at all with my experience. So let me say this. The most successful chiropractors I deal with never ask me how to get more new ones. It never comes up. They never say, hey, Tori, how can I get more new ones? They never ask that, even if they're relatively new in practice. 10 years in practice, 20 plus years in practice. The more successful chiropractor never asks how to get more new ones. Why is that? And it's not because of marketing, I can tell you that. So let me ask you this question then. Why is it that some chiropractors, on the other hand, are always asking, how do I get more new ones? I just need to get more new ones. If I can just get some more new patients, everything will be fine. And they're in this constant search, struggle, some in a state of quiet desperation to get more new people to come in. So we have a continuum, don't we? We have chiropractors at one end always struggling to try to get more new ones to come in. And on the other end of the continuum, we have chiropractors that getting new patients is like the least of their concerns. It's just something that happens automatically. And we want to analyze why exactly that is, and of course, all become chiropractors that people are naturally attracted to, that our patients naturally want to stay with, that our patients naturally want to refer people in. Okay? This is what we are looking for, and this phenomenon exists, and we all must seek it. I do have to say, on a personal note here, looking back at starting out in practice and looking over my entire career in practice, I never really worried about getting new patients. I never asked a consultant that I ever had ever, how do I get more new ones? Of course, I was always interested in attracting more new patients, but I never asked how to do it. I was never worked up about it. I just always had new people that wanted to come in and see me. I always had referrals ever since I first opened. The doors opened and somebody saw the sign and came in, and then that guy brought in his wife. And then I was working out and the guy I happened to meet at the gym, he came in, and then his sister came in, and then his girlfriend came in. I can remember it distinctly. All right? Okay, I would just talk to people and somehow there was something about me and they just said, hey, I think I'll come in and check you out. And they would come in. And the majority of them would start care, and of course, many would continue care. So in the world of consulting, it's almost odd for me when a chiropractor says, how do I get more new ones? Because I want to just say, well, I don't know. Don't people just come in and want to see you? Don't you just talk to people? Don't people naturally discover from being around you that you're someone that they want to have on their healthcare team? And so we want to be of this nature. All right. So what really is the issue here? What are the ultimate causes of a chiropractor who naturally attracts more new patients. These are the elements we want to be aware of, we want to isolate, and we want to expand. So let's dig right in and understand a few broad concepts here first, ladies and gentlemen. And what is our goal? Our goal is to become a complete chiropractor, what we simply call true chiropractic success. Is being a master of self-promotion. A master of self-promotion. What do we mean by that? That is not marketing. Self-promotion is when you're in a conversation with people and you're talking about the service you provide and how valuable it can be for somebody. Self-promotion. We're not talking about marketing. Many chiropractors, and I'll say this right now, and I'm going to say it many other times, will avoid actually getting better at anything in favor of just trying to buy more new patients through marketing. And that is ridiculous. That is a dead end. It's highly expensive. It wears people down. It's debilitating in mind and spirit. Okay? When I see a chiropractor 20 years in practice asking me about marketing projects, I know right then there is something wrong with the chiropractor. How could a chiropractor who's been in the same location 5 years, 10, or 20 years have to be asking me about marketing? Don't they already know enough people and have enough people coming in? See, there is a problem there, and that's what we must analyze. And part of that problem is a lack of quality self-promotion. Okay? Now, the key elements in self-promotion, and I'll be going over this a little bit more, but I'm just addressing now the three broad categories that we must have chiropractic mastery. Self-promotion, number one. Your chiropractic skill and your skill in running your office, number two. And many of you already know what I'm going to say next, and that is your skill as a business person, third. Right now we're isolating our self-promotion. In the words of Napoleon Hill, in his landmark book, The Laws of Success in 16 Lessons. One of those lessons is if we want to be more successful, we must have a pleasing personality. Personality. What an interesting word that is. Personalities build practices. Personalities attract new patients. Some personalities repel new patients. Are you with me on this? So we must seek to have a pleasing personality. Pleasing personality. In fact, that's an important affirmation, isn't it? I now have a pleasing personality. I now have a pleasing personality. People I talk to are automatically inspired to come in and see me. I have a pleasing personality. See, very valuable words there. Our self-promotion anchor is having a pleasing personality. It should be one of your goals in life, as it is mine, to have a pleasing personality. Not easily wound up, not easily brought down, just very cool, very easy, very upbeat, calmly, smartly, okay? Smile on our face, easy to absorb the hits of the day, okay? And always ready to smile and encourage and naturally attract more people to us because we've created that magnetism. So let's just decree right now, all of us, you and I, that we're going to have a pleasing personality. Pleasing personality. Secondly, in the grand scheme here with our chiropractic skill, remember, in another great book by Beckwith called Selling the Invisible, key line I will never forget is this. The first step in marketing a service is the service itself. Now, that has deep meaning, doesn't it? Many chiropractors, once again, are into marketing and promotion, but yet they have not considered how good their service actually is because it is hard for the chiropractor to be critical of himself, hard for the chiropractor to be critical of herself, because we may not want to admit, we may not want to handle that we're not that good, that our service really isn't that good. And when we have that war going on between conscious mind and subconscious mind, people can sense it. So, we must put a ton of time, effort, energy, and money into becoming extremely good. It's very frustrating for me in coaching land as I deal with chiropractors, especially newer chiropractors, and they have not been to any technique seminars after they graduated. You are now out there in the world of taking care of real, living, paying human beings that are trusting you, and many chiropractors have not spent any effort in learning how to get better at treating patients, better with their technique, better with their ability to handle a variety of cases, better with their understanding of how to handle different types of people. Do you see what I'm saying here? And then they will call me and say, yeah, Dr. Tarr, I just don't understand why people just won't stick around, or I'm not getting any referrals. You know, maybe I need to do some more marketing. Isn't that crazy? We must get good. The entire underlying foundation of the whole winner's edge concept of massive practice success is, number one, to become unbelievably good. Unbelievably good as a chiropractor with an unbelievably good consultation, an unbelievably good exam, an unbelievably good report, unbelievably good plans for people, unbelievably good financial arrangements, unbelievably good office visits, unbelievably good at re-signing people into the future, all the while being unbelievably good at promoting ourselves with our existing patients and out in the real world, while of course simultaneously again becoming unbelievably good at handling the money and the business in our practice and in our personal life, while we are also what an unbelievably good physical condition and working as hard as we can to have unbelievably good relationships in our life. This is what we want. We want to be the powerhouse chiropractor who is complete in all these areas. So, our chiropractic skill revolves around the first step in marketing a service is the service itself. And I will tell you right now, if you are like me, and I know that you are, I want to deliver better service. I want what I do with my hands to be of higher quality. I want to be doing the right thing at the right place, at the right time, in the right way, in the right amount, in the right quantities, with the right intention, with the right equipment, to get the best results possible. In chiropractic, it really is pretty easy. If you are good and you get results, people will come and see you forever. They will come and see you forever if you get results. If you are not getting results, you will have to go out and be doing screenings forever, marketing forever, to try to get more new people to come in to replace all the other new people who left you and didn't continue care. And the horrible treadmill continues. Whereas, I am suggesting you get unbelievably good by putting in the time, effort, energy, and money. I have been to well over 40 technique seminars. I've spent over $240,000 now in my own personal development by attending another 200 success seminars, plus all the coaching, at least a couple hundred books by now. I don't know how many CD sets, gob, and on and on and on. You get the idea. We'll get into that a little bit more in a few minutes here, but just the same, understand that. Now, rounding out the third thing here with our business skill once again. You cannot attract a lot of new patients if your underlying financial life is out of control. See, if your financial life is not disciplined, is not organized, and what I mean by that is this: your payroll must be very smooth, your accounting must be perfect, your tax paying must be perfect and timely and not causing you stress, Your team payroll must be handled beautifully. Your bill pay must be as automated as possible. The bills you pay manually must be very simple and easy to manage. All right. Your money saving is in order so you know that your financial status is growing every week. You have a debt plan in place. Even if you're starting with $10 a week, you have the system in place and you feel good about it. See, this underlying comfort, this underlying financial stability, it shows in your eyes. What do we learn once again from Claude Bristol and The Magic of Believing? Many of you already know this. We've said it many times. I'll say it again. Every man carries his rank in his eyes. Every woman carries her rank in her eyes. So, we want your eyes to tell people that you've got it together. Okay? You are the real thing. You know it. And therefore, they will know it, and therefore, they will naturally want to be around you. I will tell you right now, the chiropractors I deal with, which are many, 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 the ones who have their financial life organized and in order per our system get a lot more new patients. The chiropractors that are trying to be slick with their taxes, they've got their buddy, the accountant, trying to do things at the last minute. They're not saving money. They got a husband or a wife that's not really disciplined with money, and on and on and on. They struggle for new patients, and they think, oh, if I could just get some more new patients, it would fix this problem. Understand this. Adding more money into your life will only magnify what you already have. If you're financially solid, you would simply become more financially solid. If right now you got a little financial strife, adding more money only compounds what you have. Now, people who are struggling with money don't believe this because they think money will fix their problem. But actually, fixing the problem in their brain is what will fix the problem. Money is simply the tool that they're misusing, mishandling, and that they are a poor steward of. All right? So, do you want more new patients? Do you want to naturally attract more new patients? Well, then we what? We must have our financial life in order using it, the system exactly as I described. Okay? We must improve our chiropractic skill because that confidence comes through what? Through our eyes. And of course, in all of this, as we speak, people can tell that we are more powerful. I was at a recent UFC sporting event. And one of the people I was talking to is a guy who you would see in the octagon dealing with fighters at every UFC event you will ever see. He's a very popular figure. Anyway, in the little group we were in, he met me, I shook his hand, and he says, "You look like wherever you live that you're the boss." Isn't that interesting? He said, you look to me like you're the boss, aren't you? Yeah, you're the owner, aren't you? Isn't that interesting? Not five words spoken between me and this man, and one of the first sentences out of his mouth is, "Wherever you are, you're the owner, you're the boss, aren't you?" Why did he think that? What did he see? What did he sense? What did he note in my eyes, in my countenance, in my demeanor, in my mannerisms, in my movements? Whatever it was is the very thing that attracts new patients to me. And this is exactly what we want to be the case for you also. All right. As it relates to the business skill, once again, I'll finish it with this concept. Now observe this. You want to become a master of everything relating to promoting yourself all the way through where the last dollar goes that patient paid you. Look at that journey through your practice and through your life. You thought about self-promotion, promoting yourself, chiropractic in your office. You had opportunity. You spoke to somebody. That person came in, became a patient. You were able to engage your chiropractic skill. That person followed through. That person paid. if you follow all the way through to where the last dollar went that they paid you, of which a percentage of it better have been saved, a percentage of it went toward paying practice bills, a percentage of it went toward paying down debt, and a part of it probably went toward having some fun. So there's, before the person even comes in, all the way through to where the last dollar went, in fact, where every dollar went from that patient. If we have this complete mastery and understanding that we want to be great all the way through that entire timeline, well then what? Our confidence increases, our self-worth increases. See, the more you like yourself, the more people will like you. The more you like yourself, the more you are your own best friend, the more people will want to be your best friend. I am perfectly content hanging out with myself. I can sit in an airport for a couple hours. I'm perfectly content to hang around myself. I don't have to be entertained by a TV. I don't have to be entertained by digging my face into my cell phone. I don't have to be digging my face into an iPad or onto a computer screen. I am content to be alone with myself. Tori Robeson, along with Tori Robeson's innate. I am my own best friend. I am my own biggest fan. I'm my own biggest critic because I demand excellence from myself. But ultimately, I pat myself on the back. Okay? I question myself. I challenge myself. But ultimately, I am the master of myself and I am my own best friend. Now, many people don't like to be alone with themselves. Okay? They've got some sort of problem with themselves. They think they got ripped off by their parents. They think somewhere they got gypped in life. They look at themselves with contempt. Their conscious mind is at war with their subconscious mind. These people do not attract very many new patients. I'll give an example. Let's say a chiropractor's out of physical condition. Okay? So that person knows they should be in better physical condition. They're not. They know they should have the disciplines, but they don't. So they're actually disappointed with themselves all the time. See? Not good. I, on the other hand, have my physical training in order. I have my workouts every week. Now follow this story very quickly, not to get sidetracked, but I want you to see how this can work. I set my target weight at 190. That's just what it happens to be for me. You want to always have the target weight that you select for yourself. I was at another recent sporting event. I happen to be in Las Vegas. I'm at the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas. The hotel bathroom in my room has a scale in it. I haven't been on a scale for some time. I jump on the scale. I'm standing in my underwear, and it reads 190.4, 190.4 pounds. So you know what I did? I took off my underwear, and guess what? I weighed 190.4. Zero. The exact target weight that I have written down on every orange card I ever make, I've locked it into my subconscious mind. My subconscious mind now is able to control and direct the calories I take in. My subconscious mind is now able to control and direct my activity level, so it keeps me honed in on my target weight of 190.0, and I rarely, if ever, vary 2 pounds from that. Without trying, it happens automatically because I have programmed it into my subconscious mind. So therefore, that gives me a certain confidence in my ability to control myself and have control over my own body. Therefore, as I interact with people, they sense that and they want to be around me because they want that same ability. Therefore, I am valuable to them as a human being, so they want to be around me. People only want to hang around people who they feel are valuable. And that's what we're getting at here, and I'll kind of wrap up this initial phase, and that is, we must become more valuable to other people. We do that by what? Making sure our financial life is in order. Isn't it interesting? Everybody loves and finds it very interesting to hang around people who are richer than them. It's very interesting to see how they act, to see how they talk, to see how they pay for stuff, to see what their wording is that they use. It is interesting to see how do rich people tip? Is it really different than other people. See? It makes a person more valuable, all right, in society that way. I know it's not entirely right. It's just the way people work. How valuable are we with our chiropractic skill? Have you learned and got the experience through seminars, training, and sheer practice that you're very valuable to more people? Like Jim Rohn, another one of our master teachers, says, okay, we get paid based on how valuable we are to other people. All right? How valuable are you? Well, it's pretty simple. Let's just take a look and see what you're collecting. That's how valuable you are in the eyes of your community. And of course, our self-promotion. These round out and sort of the complete package as it relates to all the elements in becoming magnetic for a new patient. As these are all better, as these are all good, more people will naturally be attracted to you. Okay, along with what? Pleasing personality. So once again, here are the couple questions. Why is it that some people naturally attract a lot of new patients? What is it about them? Here it is. They're self-promoting, their chiropractic skill, their business skill, their pleasing personality, their confidences, their ability to be comfortable with themselves, all right, and provide something that people perceive as being valuable. And usually they're just downright nice. Nice people attract a lot of new patients. That doesn't mean we're a pushover. It means we're smart. It means we're careful. We keep strict accounts, but we're very, very nice. So now, ultimately, it is about you. We are focusing on you. It is you, yourself, your mind, your everything. That's what we'll be delving into a little bit more now. Observe this. Isn't it interesting, and doesn't it seem obvious, that the DC, who naturally has a lot of friends, seems to have a big practice? Whereas the chiropractors who are more introverted and want to stay at home more and really don't have a lot of friends in any given area are the ones who really don't build as big a practice. So there's a perfect parallel, isn't there? The chiropractor's ability to make friends equals the chiropractor's ability to attract new patients. Once again, why? Pleasing personality and other people think you are valuable. All right? So this is what we want to improve. We must become better at making friends. Once again, and this is interesting, and I forget where I read this. If you really want to have a lot of friends, be the kind of person that can help other people make more money. If you're able to help other people make more money, I will promise you, you will have friends for life. One thing for myself is, there are a lot of people that make a lot of money because of me, because of my referrals. Whether it's the copy place, whether it's an accountant, whether it's people that sell equipment, a lot of people make a lot because of me and what I'm able to generate. Now, isn't it interesting that all of those people want to be close friends with me? Okay? Now, you can call that shallow, you can call it whatever you want, but it's real, it's true. All right? Even my personal trainer, I send people to him for personal training. So I do what? I help him earn more money. Believe me, he appreciates that. I have a friend for life. So, how good are you at helping other people make more money? Because that's what makes you valuable. Now notice, as a chiropractor, by you taking great chiropractic care of people, then they're able to work better. Many times they're able to be more productive. Therefore, they're able to earn more money. Therefore, they find you very, very valuable because you protect a very important thing for them, and that's their income. Let's say it's an athlete. They come in to see you. You're able to help them perform better. Hey, that's what makes you very, very valuable. Okay? So my goal, once again, is to become very, very valuable. pleasing personality very, very valuable. I now have a pleasing personality to all that I meet. New and potential patients find me very valuable. Therefore, they want to come see me for life. See how that would be good wording to use? I am now a new patient magnet. My pleasing personality naturally attracts new patients to me. Okay? People find me more and more valuable every day. Therefore, I get more new patients and more referrals every day. See, I just made those up. I already have that in my consciousness. I have that in my mind. It's easy for me to do that. I already am those very things. Therefore, I get those very results in my life. See, you cannot attract anything that you aren't. If you are successful, you will naturally attract more success. If you already have some money because you've learned the habit of saving, you'll naturally attract more. Do you see what I'm saying? If you already have quite a few friends, then more people want to be friends with you. It's very interesting. It's like in the Bible, okay? It's like money comes to he who hath, and those who have little, even that will be taken away. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that harsh? A harsh reality? It's just one of those natural phenomena of life. The more confident you are, the more confidence you attract, the more confident people you attract. The more people who are confident in you that you attract, because confidence attracts confidence. Money attracts money. A pleasing personality attracts what? More people with pleasing personalities. If you look at your practice, the people you have attracted are a reflection of you. I was very happy noting the other day in one morning, and I was saying to my team, wow, look at all the great people we have in here. And one of my team said, that's because we're great people, and we're great people to them. And I thought, yes, that is exactly right. We are nice to them. We have a pleasing personality. We find that we want to deliver stuff that's valuable. Well, then they're valuable to us. They're pleasing to us, and they attract similar people to us. So the question is, what are you building? What are you building? Your practice is the mirror reflection of you and what is embedded into your consciousness, your innate and your subconscious mind. So this is what we want to see get better and better and better, which is why the affirmation CD that's in this set will be so great, because it will have the wording that will start to program your mind to have the more pleasing magnetic personality that will naturally. Now, I must address something briefly here that's quite interesting, and I'm sure you've all observed this, but if you look at chiropractic students or people even going to chiropractic college or even new graduates, do you realize that they are not what they think they are? That a chiropractic student thinks they're going to go to school, learn how to become a chiropractor, and go out and graduate and be a chiropractor. It never really crosses their mind unless someone tells them that that's really not what they are. They actually, in fact, they shouldn't even be called a chiropractor. They really are graduating a promoter of chiropractic services. And that's the sad and that's almost the dirty trick. The chiropractic colleges want to acquire students into the chiropractic program, but really, It's kind of a duping, because they're promoting that the people are going to graduate a chiropractor and be able to go be a chiropractor, when in actuality, the second they graduate, they actually have to go and be something completely different that nowhere anywhere in the process of school did they get prepared for it. Because they're going to get spit out of school a marketer and a promoter of chiropractic services and of themselves. That's really what they are. Now, I understood that from the get-go, so it didn't shock me. Sadly, many really good chiropractors, very nice people, did a beautiful job in school, graduated, and are starving, literally starving, calling me and asking me for money, okay? Because they do not have the skill set required to make it in practice, even though they may be good chiropractors and love people. There is a certain personality that really is required to build a practice. And to the degree that you have it will determine the degree that your practice grows and prospers. It's actually very, very sad. It's kind of like the people who are starving the most are the ones who get the least food. If a person's dying of starvation and they walk into McDonald's, they will get nothing. It's very, very sad. People that really need a loan for some sort of financial endeavor will not get it because they only loan money to people who already have it or have the collateral. It's a very harsh world. It's also very fair in a certain sense, but it's brutal in another sense. You know what I'm saying here. So we must realize and just tackle the idea and not be surprised and get mad because these chiropractors are mad at the school or mad at whatever for somehow not telling them it was going to be hard to get people to come and see them. I always say this to students. I'll be talking at a chiropractic college and I'll say, hey, let's do this. Let's all run down to Target and see how long it takes you to find somebody that is willing to come back to your apartment and pay you $50 to adjust their spine. And it like blows their mind. It's like, what? You mean I don't just open up and there's just like people appearing for me to work on? And then it actually hits them. Wow, I'm going to have to try to get people to come and see me somehow. And I better do something, what, valuable so they stay. And so we want to have no illusions here. We want to fully understand the fact. And the fact is, if you want to build a big practice, you will get better at promoting yourself. You will understand this truth. And you will get all these other elements in your life and in your practicing life in beautiful order. And you will develop that smart, nice, smiling, pleasing personality, high skill, high value. People can tell who you are because your life exemplifies it, so people naturally want to be around you. In a couple of practices I've sold, I've had many people say, Tori, I benefited the most from just being around you. It had nothing to do with the chiropractic. What an interesting compliment. Tori, just being around you was probably more valuable than the chiropractic. Whatever that meant to them. Maybe it's because I was health-minded and I was reassuring to them and I was reliable and I was there when they needed me for however many years. And they found that what? Very, very important. And they found it, once again, valuable. That word's coming across here quite a bit on this disc, isn't it? Valuable. Our goal is to become more valuable to people. People will naturally want to be around us more. We will naturally attract more new patients. People will want to stay longer because they find us valuable and they do not want to go through life without us in their life. Fantastic. So now, we want to shift gears and go into analyzing what we might say the variables and the components are that we can isolate in you and that we can improve in you specifically. Okay, we're going to get into some high detail here as it relates to you as a human being becoming the type of person and the type of chiropractor and the type of human being that more people naturally want to be around, naturally want to see, naturally want to participate in whatever it is that you are selling. Okay? So let's get into that. We've got quite a bit to go over here, and we're going to head into that right now. So first thing on this, and that is honesty. We must be honest with ourselves. I love this story. Many of you have heard me say it several times, but here we go. And that is, we have a comedian who really isn't that funny. Now, he may think he's funny. He may not think he has an issue at all. But he wants more people to come listen to him. So he goes and does a bunch of promotion and marketing. Now, isn't that funny? No pun intended. See, if the guy were just more funny and he were a better comedian, people would naturally go see him. He would naturally attract more new people into his show. Now, the chiropractor must be honest and analyze themselves and look at the stats and see, if I'm not getting a decent number of patient referrals and my PVA, my retention, is not good, okay, and it's got to be at least over 30, all right, then that has to get you to look at yourself honestly, and you have to say, I am doing something here that people are not attracted to. And that is what must be isolated, analyzed, and fixed. Okay? So we must be very, very honest. What exactly is it in you, in what you think, what you're saying, what you're doing otherwise, that we want to improve to make you naturally more magnetic for new people to come into your office? All right? So let's start at the very beginning with this. Number one, remember, it is about controlling people's senses. When it comes to you, there is what people see, there is what people hear, there is what people smell, and there is what people feel. Okay? Now, this is really what it boils down to. If people like what they see, and they like what they hear, and they're okay with what they smell, and they're okay with what they feel, if you actually have a chance to work on somebody, then they will naturally be attracted to you. So, if a chiropractor is not naturally attracting people, naturally attracting patients, naturally attracting referrals, naturally attracting friends, okay, then there's something off with what people are seeing, with what people are hearing, with what people are smelling, and with what people are feeling. That is it. Root cause, here it is. So, this is why we spend a lot of time here, making sure what people see is pleasant. All right? Your level of conditioning, the clothes you wear, how they fit, how your hair is taken care of, how your nails are taken care of, all hygiene, all breath, all everything. Now, we're not out to be a movie star. We're not out to be a Victoria's Secret model or a men's fitness competitor, okay? We are simply out to be pleasing and of such a nature that people are not repelled because we're goofed up in this area, all right? Because once again, people buy what you believe and people buy with their eyes. And again, it's a sad fact of life, and people want to argue and say, I want people to like me for who I am. Yeah, well, they can't tell what your personality is from 10 feet away. Okay? They've already judged you way before you ever opened your mouth. I had a compliment once, just around graduation time, chiropractic college. One of the vice presidents of the school came by and said, Tori, you'll make it because you look successful. That meant nothing to me at the time. It means everything to me now. I'm sharing it with you now. Look successful, and success will come your way. Okay? Look successful. Now, and then it boils down to what they hear. This is your voice. What is the quality of your voice? This is why making videos is so critically important. Website videos, videos of your report. Making videos gives you a chance to evaluate your voice and your presentation so you can make it better. Look at the recordings I do and all the videos I make, okay? I've got a pretty good clue how I come across, okay? And I've been able to improve that because of all the recording that I've done. I want you, of course, to make your own success recording, to hear your own voice. You to make videos for your website so you can see what other people see, evaluate it, and improve it. Doesn't this seem so basic? If we were selling hamburgers, you would probably test the hamburger you're selling before you sold it. We're selling reports and care. You would probably make a video of your report start to finish and analyze it before you try to sell it to anybody. Doesn't that seem like common sense? Yet how many chiropractors have actually done that? So we want to do that. We absolutely want to get better at everything we do, and it starts by what people see, so we better look right, and we better make sure our voice is pleasing and correct. For some people, this is easy. For other people, they will need work, okay? But again, effort wins. Effort will usually outdo natural ability in chiropractic. Many chiropractors out there might look great, have a wonderful voice, but they don't know what to say, they got no confidence, they're lazy and they're weak, and therefore nobody's attracted to them. Then you have someone okay, who doesn't look the same, okay, maybe doesn't have as good or pleasing a voice, but what? They've got confidence, they're excited, they know what to say, they say it well, they promote well, they've worked on their hands-on skill, and guess what? They build a monstrous practice. So believe me, you have the ability and the power. We simply want to magnify the qualities that we want to see you improve, and we want to eliminate whatever it might be that's screwing things up. All right? So, and then smell. I cannot even begin to tell you how much this hurts chiropractors. Chiropractors want to wear some sort of lotion. They got all kinds of stuff that smells, and people hate it. I hate it. Everybody hates it. No patient wants to smell you, or I would say this, wants to smell like you when they leave, okay? So we must be very, very neutral in this area. Smell is unbelievably powerful, unbelievably powerful. One quick whiff of an odor can take you back 23 years to when you were driving your first car on a high school date. I mean, it's unbelievable, the power of smell. So the office must smell nice, and we must smell very neutral. It's got to be very subtle, okay? If somebody can smell you from more than a foot away, you have got a major problem. And the problem is people can't smell themselves. So we have to be very cautious and be willing to ask other people for their opinion. This can even go for patients also. How many patients do you have that like literally pour a bottle of perfume or cologne over their head before they come in and see you? They must carry it in their car or their purse and blast themselves everywhere they go. Now the trouble is, they can't smell themselves. Many of these people have had maybe an injury or something, and so their cribriform plate, their sense of smell, is calibrated off. And it's very important for us to simply tell them, and it's okay, you can just say, Sharon, I just want to tell you, you might not be aware of this because everybody has different sensitivities, but you're wearing quite a bit of perfume there. It's a beautiful scent, but it's a little bit too much, okay? In fact, I would just say you probably are wearing 3 or 4 times as much as you might want to, okay? And I just want to share that with you because, you know, that's just our job to do that, okay? So it's okay to tell people that. Now, by the way, as a side note here, to get the smell of perfume or cologne off your hands, we use a sugar scrub. There's something in the sugar that neutralizes the chemicals that bond to your skin with the scent, and it is the only thing that will get the smell off your skin. So a Bath & Body Works, a sugar scrub. It has to be a sugar granule scrub that you scrape all over your hands. Your hands will smell great, and then, of course, you won't get stuck with the smell in there because there's nothing worse than you touching a patient, then touching the next patient, and having that smell get on them. So we must be very, very conscious of that. And then, of course, on the fourth component here, remember, there's what people see, there's what they hear, we'll get into that more, what they smell, and what they feel through your hands-on skill and your touch. We have a few things more to say on that later on. But let's move on now, and let's shift gears into disc number 2. We've got quite a bit more to go over here as it relates to what our singular topic today, and that is you naturally becoming magnetic for new patients. You naturally attracting more new people into your practice every week. New and returning patients calling and coming in every week. You being of such a nature, of such a demeanor, of such a confidence, of such a having it together, that people naturally find you valuable and want to be around you for life. I'll see you on disc number 2.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cairo Success Podcast. To learn more about how you can create the dream practice and life today, visit us online at winnersedgeconsulting.com. Thanks again, and we'll catch you in the next episode.